So this is Josh. You're listening to The Invitation. Continuing our Advent meditations with and through the prayer guide, 40 Ways to Spend 5 Minutes with God. Again, if you've not already found that prayer guide, that PDF download, you can visit theinvitationcenter.org. We're moving on to loving God with and in and through our minds. There is a meditation on a biblical sense of what the mind is for your consideration in the prayer guide. And again, just reading through that meditation could be 5 minutes of prayer for one day. Pivoting off of the prayer practice number 11, I offer you this. Find a passage of scripture that you would like to consider prayerfully. This could be a passage you are already familiar with, or a passage you've not spent time with before. The idea is to read through this passage 2 or 3 times slowly without rushing. Our intention is not to figure it out, but to notice what is resonating, what is making sense with us, to look for recurring words or phrases, and to make some notes in a journal. So you might want to have a journal available, or you could make notes on your phone. There's something good about writing down the concepts, the ideas, the noticings that are swirling inside of us, to put it into words. For this prayer practice, I'm just going to use one of my favorite Advent passages from Isaiah 9. I'm going to read through it twice. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For those who lived in a land of deep shadows, light, sunbursts of light, you repopulated the nation. You expanded its joy. Oh, they're so glad in your presence. Festival joy. The joy of a great celebration, sharing rich gifts and warm greetings. The abuse of oppressors and cruelty of tyrants, all their whips and clubs and curses, is gone, done away with. A deliverance as surprising and sudden as Gideon's old victory over Midian. The boots of all those invading troops, along with their shirts soaked in innocent blood, will be piled in a heap and burned, a fire that will burn for days. For a child has been born, for us, the gift of a son, for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow, and there will be no limits to the wholeness he brings. He'll rule from the historic David throne over that promised kingdom. He'll put that kingdom on a firm footing, and he'll keep it going with fair dealing and right living, beginning now and lasting always. The zeal of God of the angel armies will do this. In a second reading, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For those who lived in a land of deep shadows, light, sunbursts of light. You repopulated the nation. You expanded its joy. Oh, they're so glad in your presence. Festival joy, the joy of a great celebration, sharing rich gifts and warm greetings. The abuse of oppressors and cruelty of tyrants, all their whips and clubs and curses is gone, done away with, a deliverance as surprising and sudden as Gideon's old victory over Midian. The boots of all those invading troops, along with their shirts soaked with innocent blood, will be piled in a heap, a fire that will burn for days. For a child has been born for us, the gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow, and there'll be no limits to the wholeness he brings. He'll rule from the historic David throne over that promised kingdom. He'll put that kingdom on a firm footing and keep it going with fair dealing and right living, beginning now and lasting always. The zeal of God of the angel armies will do this. So now I simply invite you to write down a word, a phrase, a short prayer. Then before you go to bed tonight or in the morning, you might just review this word or phrase to open your heart again, to remember and recall the goodness of this scripture. Amen. So if the invitation has been of help to you, whether through one of our formation programs or through this podcast, I invite you to help us grow the invitation for a sustainable future. One of the greatest and easiest ways for you to partner with us is just to share the invitation. Help us get the word out. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email. You can find me at josh@theinvitationcenter. If you have any interest in any of our formation programs, please check out the formation page at theinvitationcenter.org and learn more about the School of Prayer or the School of Contemplative Listening. And if you have means and are able to offer a end-of-the-year financial gift, you can submit donations on our website. You'll find a link at theinvitationcenter.org. At the top right of the page, it says Partner with Us. The Invitation is a 501c3 nonprofit, so your donations are tax deductible. Until next time, in the language of the words attributed to Father Pedro Arrupe, may you fall in love with God and stay in love. And with that love, decide everything for you during this Advent season. Amen.